Good morning, everyone. You're listening to Crust Busting Your Way to an Awesome Life with me, Dr. Pat Basile, and
producer Benny Mathers.
Alrighty then. Who said that? That's like from some movie, isn't it? Is that like a Jim Carrey thing?
I don't know.
I don't know where I get this
stuff from.
It could be. You know, good morning, good morning, good morning to you. You know what we do on this show?
What do we do on this show?
We take a look at that crusty conditioning, and what we do with that is we get rid of the big chunks. We move beyond our beliefs, the beliefs that hold us back from living the lives that we want, and we say yes to the universe. I have to say that this morning several times. You know, it's a very interesting day. I find myself apologizing a lot today, and, you know, apologizing is a good thing.
Do explain,
put it in perspective.
Though.
I will explain.
Okay.
For those of you that are going to my site right now, I want to just say that Wednesday's guest is not the guest that's on there. I'm going to tell you what the lineup is for this week because we have, again, an amazing lineup, which includes you, Benny, and me.
Yeah, absolutely. Five times a week.
And I want to say our listeners, they are amazing. So let me start right off by saying thank you, thank you, thank you all for the amazing, the fabulous, fabulous emails that you sent to me. And, you know, I am responding to them as we speak almost. No, really. I'm not multitasking. But I just want to thank you all for your support and your feedback. And we are going to make we're making the show exactly what you ask for because it's all good. And one of the things we are going to do differently today, we have Sue Storm on there. And Sue's going to come on. We're going to talk about angels. And then you're going to hear me say, do you have another question for Sue? Because with that, you may want some more information. And so that is one way we are going to do this. We're going to tune right into the vibration that coming across the airways. We already have a call, I think. I better give out the number.
Yeah.
We don't have Sue on the line yet, but that's okay. Our local number is 425-373-5527. Again, 425-373-5527, toll-free 1-888-298-5569, 1-888-298-5569. Okay, let me say this. When you go to look, if you go to my website on Wednesday, Craig Anderson won't be with us this Wednesday. You know, I put that in there thinking it was next week.
Uh-oh.
So that's what happens when you're...
It's okay.
Well, you know, that's what happens like when you're not in the present, okay?
That's right.
So I'm in the present today, and I want to tell you that on Wednesday we have Mary Foley, and we are going to be talking about bodacious careers. Because I have had several conversations with some of my listeners, and what they are saying, you know, this is an issue. Here I am. I find myself like in the middle of something, and I don't know what my career is. I know that, you know, I'm no longer on this job, either by my choice or their choice. What do I do? Am I, you know, and it comes up for a lot of us. You know, here I am. I thought I'd be retiring now, and here I'm starting another career. So we're going to be talking about that. And then also on Friday, we have Tall Tree that be with us, and she is going to talk about life and careers. You know, you don't stop in your 30s or your 40s. You know, she's going to say, I went back to school at 60, and here I am at 70, and I am living life full out.
No
so
stopping.
Stay tuned for
Keep
this.
Keep doing it. That's right.
Keep doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we're here today with Sue Storm. For those of you that are listening for the first time, Sue is what better known as the Angel Lady. And she is on an amazing journey. She had a calling at a very young age and it was speaking to angels. And her calling led her to helping each and every one of us hear the voices of our angels. And that's what we do with Sue on this show. We also have another announcement on how we are going to be expanding that in the future.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to let Sue talk about that. So right now... what I want to say is today we have Sue Storm. Tomorrow we're doing Terrific Tuesday. And we, you know, it'll be a one-on-one with me. And I'm hoping that I will be joined with Harv T. Eckert. And we were going to be talking about knocking off some crusty thinking about the money.
Very cool.
The money. Because it is about show me the money. Sue Storm will tell you, I am a money magnet. So for those of you that are not, we're going to ask her about that mantra again. And I'm going to tell you it works. It absolutely works. And then, again, on Wednesday, we will have Mary Foley, bodacious. That's a word. Hold that word for this week.
Bodacious.
Bodacious careers.
Feels like the 80s and Big Surfing and Quicksilver and Airwalks. And
there you go.
I've never said that word. I haven't said that in a while.
Wow.
Feels good to put it back,
Benny?
What's Airwalk?
Yeah.
It's a brand of shoe.
Oh, okay.
It's a company.
Okay.
I'm just saying, it was a big surfer, skateboarding thing. Still in.
You know what? I thought it was like some metaphysical experience. It really sounds like a cool thing to Airwalk.
That's probably where they came up with it.
Ooh.
I know.
I'm going to have
that's
to find
bodacious.
Out more about that. That is totally bodacious.
Dude.
Okay, here we go. Ready?
Dude, what's up? Okay, pound it. There you go. Okay, we pounded fists.
All right. And Friday, again, I'm calling it Freedom Friday. We are going to have Luana Talltree Marshall. She is an artist, writer, life model, and she has served this community for several decades. Actually, she has served communities elsewhere for over 50 decades, and she serves today as an advisor to the Washington State Independent Living Advisory Council. She has conducted seminars on joyfully living and shared the platform with people such as Mark Victor Hansen and Robert Schuller, and she has got a new project that she is going to talk to us about, and it's about all of us.
It's quite the list.
We have quite the list.
That's right.
And don't forget, Monday the 9th, Congressman
Next
Jim
Monday.
McDermott.
1 week.
Yep. 1 week.
The countdown
today.
Has begun.
And Stu will be back on Tuesday.
Okay? Right.
She won't be here Monday on the 9th. But you know what? We'll keep you informed as we
sure.
go.
Sure.
Now, today, we're going to pull the angel card. Drum roll.
Again.
Okay.
Well,
I had to do this today. It is simplicity. Simplicity. What does that mean? You know, we hear it, keep it simple. Here's what it is. It says, simply be yourself. Look past the fanfare and drama to what is enduring. Take the time to clarify what is important to you and let non-essentials fall away. I'm right on it. I'm here and there and everywhere. I'm so into simplicity. What about you, Benny?
It's a KISS method.
Okay, you know, no multitasking today, then.
Keep it simple, stupid.
Okay, keep it simple, sweetheart.
We'll use that one.
Yeah, that would...
Either one works.
Okay, we're going to take a short break and bring Sue Storm on. And again, let me give out the number. Local 425-373-5527. 1-888-298-5569 if you're listening from, as some listeners were, Arkansas. And we're here with you. You're listening to Crust Busting Your Way to an Awesome Life with me, Dr. Pat Basile, and the amazing,
Benny
fabulous
Mathers.
Producer.
Thank you, Benny Mathers.
All right, we'll Thank be you. Right back. Yeah. Okay, I'm up there.
We're bringing her in.
I'm right up there. We're bringing in Sue Storm. She's at the top of those steps. I can see it now in a cold and rainy Philadelphia.
That's right.
No, but actually Sue's from the Chicago area. Whoa, we're here. Hi, Sue. Good morning.
Oh, good morning. Yeah, it's kind of cold here. Snow everywhere.
Snow everywhere. Well, you know, we are so thrilled to have you on today. And I'm going to get right to it because we already have two callers. But before
Wonderful.
I do that, let me give out the number again. 425-373-5527. And that's if you live in the Seattle area. But if you don't, you get a toll-free number, 1-888-298-5569. One more time, 1-888-298-5569. We're here with Sue Storm. If you want to know something about your angels, who they are, what they're saying, call us now. The phones are lighting up. So some people said that I have to go to speed dial. Go to it now.
Yeah,
all right, Sue, our first caller. Hi, Kat. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Good, good. You want to know the names of your angels?
I do.
Oh, wonderful. Well, the first one I hear for you is Ruth, the angel of divine justice. And it feels like you're very out there trying to make things happen that are good. And you just keep doing that. They said you have some really good ideas of right and wrong and how things should be and keep those visions going. And Raphael, who's healing and compassion, which goes along with the divine justice. And then Blake, who's the angel of comfort. You have interesting angels. Do you have anything special that you want for the world or that you're thinking about?
Oh, I that's interesting that those three angels are there because I've been fairly concerned about my son. And he had kind of a emotionally difficult night last night. So,
how about we give you his angels?
Okay.
What was his first name?
Hank, H-A-N-K.
Oh, good. All right. Well, he has Eileen, the angel of happiness. Certainly that'll help him if you talk to that angel. And Lucien, L-U-C-I-A-N, who's the angel of resources. So he has a lot of resources for happiness, so that should be good.
Oh,
and
good.
Archangel Michael, who's guidance and protection.
Oh, great.
Okay?
That's wonderful.
And we'll send some angels to him from here, too.
Oh, excellent. Thank
yeah.
you.
We'll send all the angels out there to you, Kat.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much for calling. Have a great day.
You too.
Okay.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Next one?
We all right.
Next one?
We're
all
ready.
Right.
We
good.
Have Shelley. Hi, Shelley. Good morning.
Hi. How are you?
You're with me and Sue Storm.
Great.
Okay. You want to know your angels?
I do.
All right.
Okay, Shelley. The first one is Evelyn, the angel of manifesting, and that's prosperity and attracting what you want. And they tell me you're very good at that. When you make up your mind you're going to do something, either you do it or it comes to you. It just opens up. And then you have Joseph, the angel of joy, with that's ecstasy and bliss and all kinds of nice things. And Gabriel, who delivers messages, works with the arts, and in communication.
Well, good.
Well, Shelley, is there something specific you'd like to ask about? Something going on in your life? Maybe you want to hear a little bit from your angels.
Yeah, I have issues with hostility.
Hostility?
Yeah, I'd like to know how I can kind of move past that.
Overcome hostility?
Yes.
Okay, so we have an angel, Tara, angel of love, says that she'll help you with that.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, great.
Good, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Thank
okay.
you.
Bye.
Bye. Sue?
Yes.
You know, I've got a question for you right now. You know, there are a couple things that I think we assume about angels, but... you know, there's this sort of the old thinking that, you know, I'm going to die and I'm going to come back as an angel. You know, how does that work?
Actually, people who die can come back and help you, but mm-hmm. they're not your guardian angel. But you can come back as an angel.
Well, I have always felt that, you know, my mom made her transition when I was 8 years old. And I have always felt that she was with me.
Oh, know? Absolutely.
Never
In
left
fact,
me.
I see her around you right now.
Oh, you do? Wow.
I do.
Oh, my gosh.
She says you were the prettiest little girl. Did you have curly hair?
Oh, you know, they used to curl it for me.
Yeah,
you know,
okay.
You know, back then they used to, like, put them in what they call banana curls.
Uh-huh.
Yes. So when you see pictures of me back then, it is curly. And I have little white shoes on. There's actually one picture I'm standing in.
A little Shirley Temple approach.
A little Shirley
yeah,
Temple.
Yeah, really. And she turned out to be one, too. I'll bet you can dance.
I can dance.
Isn't that neat?
I can dance. That's amazing. I love to dance.
Good.
Yeah. I don't do enough of it. So maybe I have to call on that angel to
okay.
get me out there and do
Actually,
that.
Actually, Patrick is the angel for people who like to dance.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I love that. And, you know, I wanted to ask you this question. I've decided to put time aside to talk with my angels. As a matter of fact, I do so many things that I've now put them in my book so that I could call a meeting. I want to call a meeting. And, you know, it depends on what's, you know, on my agenda for the week. And there are a couple things that have come up this week. So this week I've decided I'm going to call a meeting. And intuitively I hear them say what time.
Isn't that interesting?
Well, you know, I was going to ask you about that.
I love your meeting idea. I think that's wonderful.
And they tell me what time they're available. And actually, when I tried to set this meeting up for this week, one of them couldn't make it and wanted me to reschedule
was
the time.
Was he off helping somebody else?
Yes, that's exactly what it was.
Okay.
That's exactly what it was. And so I love the meeting time, and I schedule it so that I have quiet time, and I create sacred space for it. And I'm, you know, I just don't have them with, sometimes I just don't have three angels. Sometimes I may need four or five.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to ask you, is that okay?
Certainly. I think anything you do to make your life better, to help yourself out, to connect with your angels is perfectly okay and actually very blessed.
Well, you know, this stems from an old thing I got going on, and that is, wow, maybe I'm taking too much. Listen to this, Crest.
Judge message.
Oh, my God. Isn't it the judge? You know, maybe I'm taking too much of their precious time, which actually equates to I'm not worthy enough to have the angels come and talk with me.
Oh, no, you can never take too much of their precious time because they have all the time in the world. They don't live in time and space. They, you know, they don't even have our kind of time.
No, they don't.
And they're certainly there. And they work at night and they work during the day. And, you know, it's just an exciting connection because they're always available.
Well, you know, I want to just give out our number again. Local is 425-373-5527. And that, again, is 425-373-5527. Toll free 1-888-298-5569. And I want to say the lines are cleared up. We're clearing them up. We have one caller. We have Linda Sue. So let's speak to Linda right now.
Great.
Hi, Linda.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is Sue Storm. Want to know something about your angels?
I do.
Okay. Well, the first thing I hear is Jeremiah, who's the angel of financial security. So it's cute. They're saying, you go, girl. You know,
you go, girl.
You
got that money angel. And Katrina, who's the angel of prosperity. So you have financial security and prosperity. How are you doing? We'll have to tap into her for a loan here somewhere.
We're going to talk to her. Linda, don't you hang up this phone now.
All right.
Okay.
And Barry, who's the angel of strength.
All right.
Wow. Okay. So, Linda, tell us, does this resonate with you or what?
This is totally what I'm about.
What do you do?
I work for you, actually.
Oh, this is Linda.
This is Linda.
Oh, well,
I'm your marketing person.
Role,
so financial security and prosperity bode well for Dr. Pat and Linda.
Oh, great.
Wonderful.
Wow. Oh, that's right. How come I didn't recognize your voice there? Very good job, Linda. Yes, this is Linda Rapond, and she is a marketing person. And Sue Storm, remember over the holiday when you and I spoke and you said to me, ask the angels for what you want.
Okay.
And I did, and I said, what I really would love to have is to create an amazing sponsorship base so that we can help the million people, that's my goal,
right,
out there and bring the show to each and every individual that wants to hear it. And part of that is sponsorship, and I prayed for a Linda-type person to show up. I didn't know it was going to be her.
Okay.
And when I got back, Linda picked up the phone and called me and said, wow, are you still wanting help with this? And I said, absolutely. And there she was.
That's amazing.
It is amazing.
She's a neat lady.
Wow. Thank you, Linda. Any questions for Sue?
No, that's exactly the angels I wanted to have. Thank you. Okay, good.
And
take
she
care.
Said, you go, girl.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Linda.
You know what the angels are telling me, Pat?
They're... Tell me.
A remedy that we can give to people that they can use to... further their career or get some fast cash? Should we talk about one of the remedies in the Angel First Aid book?
Oh, I'm right there with you.
Okay, good. I think we've talked about the one where you draw dollar signs, haven't we?
Well, let's say it again.
Okay,
good. It's one of my favorites, actually.
All right, sure. You take your finger and you put it out in the air in front of you, and you just start drawing dollar signs. And if you talk to Jeremiah, the angel of financial security, at the same time, that sure helps. And you just start drawing dollar signs, big ones, little ones, larger ones, get your whole body involved in it. And you'd be surprised. The fast cash just seems to come along.
I have to tell you what Benny just did right now. You know how I was drawing him with one finger?
Mm-hmm.
He took all 10 of his fingers
and
drew like two hands in the air with 10 fingers and was drawing the dollar signs.
And then I didn't think that was enough, and so then I incorporated my toes.
Oh, so that's okay.
If I can incorporate my toes, then I'm doing it.
And you know what? You can report to us how it works next week. How about that?
Sounds good.
All right.
That sounds good, too.
And what was another remedy?
The other one I was thinking about is closing the drain. This is one the angels were talking to me about today.
Okay.
Is thinking of a bathtub and thinking about the drain. Just open a little bit just so you can pay your bills, but so that your money doesn't go down the drain.
Oh, got it.
Because a lot of people, you know, they make money, but then they have the credit card debt or whatever they've got, you know, and they've got all these expenses. And rather than have your money go all towards expenses, it's great to have some to hold on to.
Isn't that the truth? That's great.
That's in the Angel First Aid Rx for Miracles book.
That's right. Let's talk about that book, and let's let folks know where they could get that. It's right by my side a large part of the day.
Okay, good. Well, the 800 number to talk to me if you want to have a consultation or work with the Angel First Aid books, get a copy, is 800-323-1790. And that's, I'll do it one more time, 800-323-1790. And every book goes out with angel names in it. And also, if you have family members you'd like angel names for, that's possible.
Wow, that's
great. Yeah, and then the, let's see, the other thought is the website, which is theangellady.net. You have to put the T-H-E, theangellady.net. And there's a lot of fun things. We're working on our website to fix it up and put new remedies on it. And there's just a lot of fun things and schedules and different things on my website.
That's wonderful. You know, we're both doing websites. I love that we're doing that. We have thank you so much, Sue, for sharing that information.
Oh, you're welcome.
We'll make sure we repeat it again. We have a couple of callers on the line. Let's talk to Teresa. Hi, Teresa.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, Sue Storm, Teresa.
Yes. Okay, well, the first one I hear for you is Robert, the angel of balance, equilibrium, peace of mind. That's a wonderful angel to have in this chaotic world out here. And Loretta, the angel of new enterprise. Are you thinking about doing something new?
Oh, definitely, yes.
Okay, well, Loretta is the angel you want to talk to. And then also you have Michael, who's guidance and protection, and certainly he's the best archangel to have.
Oh, that definitely resonates.
Okay, Teresa, I've got a question for you.
Sure.
You said you're interested in doing something new. Do you want to share that with us, or is it too new to talk about?
Well, I've already shared it with you guys before about the new business.
Oh, Teresa, yes.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
Good morning. So this is an angel. Do you have a question for Sue around that? Because there may be something your angels are saying to you.
Well, is this the right thing for me to do at this time?
I heard yes, yes, yes. And when they answer three in a row, go for it, okay?
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, and don't stop. Don't stop.
Okay.
And remember, Teresa, you and I will talk about that.
Okay, I'll give you a call.
Okay, have a good day. Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Great. Wow, this is so exciting, Sue. Okay, we have Carol on the line.
Hey, Carol.
Hi, Carol.
Hi.
Good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
The first angel I hear for you, Carol, is Barry, the angel of strength. And it seems like you have a lot of strength. It's almost like when things aren't good, you pull on this extra celestial strength that you have. And that's just wonderful. And you help others with it, too. And then Uriel is the archangel, and that's spirituality, enlightenment, prosperity. So that's really wonderful. And then you have Serena, the angel of children, who nurtures and loves and protects us and the inner child inside of us. And she's the best guardian angel to have.
Oh, wonderful.
So you have really good ones.
Say more about that angel, because I'd like to know more about that.
Serena,
yeah.
Have you seen the picture of the angel on the bridge with the two children? Have you ever seen that picture? It's an older picture.
No, I don't think I have.
Okay.
But I'm going to find it now.
It's in the book on page 71 in the Miracles book.
Okay.
And that's Serena, and she's the angel that nurtures us, loves us, watches over us, because everybody has an inner child inside of us.
Mm. How does that resonate with you, Carol?
Well, that feels good, and I've heard of Uriel before, and I'm just going through some financial things right now.
The financial angel? Do you need Katrina, the angel of prosperity, to help you out?
Katrina?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
K-A-T-R-I-N-A.
Okay.
You know, let me say this, Carol. This is something that I've started with my angels, and then some angels that are just up there. Sue, you've talked about the fact that each and every one of us has the ability to have a conversation with our angels.
Certainly.
And to ask for guidance.
Certainly.
And so, Carol, I would invite you to consider that, because
I'll
tell you, I'm hearing some amazing things from my angels.
Good.
And if you do that, we'd like to know, how that's working for you.
I will. I'll call you back and let you know.
Excellent.
Okay,
and let us know if you have any questions. And you certainly can email me at live@crustbusting.com. That's live@crustbusting.com.
Okay.
And we'll just keep talking to them together.
Okay.
All
thank
right.
you.
Thank you. Bye. Great.
I love your show.
Oh, thank you so much.
Alrighty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Pat. Well, very nice of her to say.
That was amazing, Sue, yeah?
Pat?
Yeah.
Yep. I had someone, I didn't mean to, is Benny saying something?
No.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Here.
I had someone call me up at 12:45 in the morning, Chicago time.
Oh.
And I answered the phone. She said, oh, I didn't expect you to answer the phone. You know, I heard you on that Krusty thing.
That's funny.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. Yeah. That we are crust busting your way to an awesome life. And, you know, I just had a crusty conversation this morning. And the way I figure it is, and I know you and I have talked about this, our goal is to really enable people to see, you know, how totally empowered they are in their lives. And sometimes we just need to chip away at a little bit of this crusty conditioning.
Right. I agree.
You and me, and, you know, we're not exempt from this. And so what you do is you provide people with amazing tools, open the door to a different plane for people. And that's what our goal is on this show. And I so love what we're doing on here together.
Well, what I like to do, and
yeah,
what I think is so neat about the gift that I have, is that I can get right to the core of the problem,
mm-hmm,
or I can get this incredible wisdom, depending on the situation. If someone is having some financial difficulty,
mm-hmm,
or relationship problems or something, I mean, we don't have to, you know, work at it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
We just go right in and say, what is it? And we find it and remove it and change it and fix it. And I mean, it's quick and easy, and life shouldn't be difficult. It should be quick and easy and fun.
I totally agree with you, and that's exactly what we do in crust busting. I mean, we actually threw the book away on the notion that change, A, has to take a lifetime, and B, that it has to be hard.
Yeah.
And when you ask people, you know, in the workshop, we ask them to bring something in their lives that represents some crust, we get right at it. And that's exactly what you're doing. So I'm totally with you. This is about really getting to what it is you want in this life. And sometimes we have to really, you know, name that thing that's not serving us and really say, I'm done with it.
Well, I always have this feeling that confusion causes craziness. So when you don't... That's mine, you know.
I love that.
So when you don't know what to do, how to do it, why it happened, how you got where you are, and you're all confused, then you feel crazy. But a little bit of guidance just is amazing.
It is amazing. Oh, we got the phones ringing again.
That's great.
Oh, thank you, Sue. Great. Let's see, who do we have on the line? We have Nani. Nani, are you on the line? Did I say that right?
Yes, you did. Thank you.
Oh, thank you for joining us.
Hi.
Okay, hi. Let me introduce you to Sue Storm.
Hi, Nani.
Hi, Sue.
The first angel I hear for you is Bettina, Bettina, the creativity angel. And she tells me you're very creative with your mind. And you're going to create some new things and new ideas in the next 6 months, she said, that are really going to be outstanding. And then you have Archangel Michael, guidance and protection, which is certainly good. And William, who's the angel of peace, and that's joy, harmony, and peace.
Oh, that's nice.
Nani, I have a question for you.
Yes.
How does that sound to you? Is there something specific? I get a sense there's something specific, perhaps on your mind that you may want to ask Sue about.
Well, it's just that we've been having a lot of financial, you know, difficulty, like a lot of people, I guess. And but right now, we're trying to decide whether to. Our house didn't sell when we tried to put it on the market in 2001. It was right when the two towers went down. It was on the day that our house came on. It didn't sell. We're thinking about refinancing or selling again. And I am trying to do something, figure out something creative to do to earn, you know, some income. And I just was wondering how all that was going to come about. And I'm considering refinancing our house.
Okay, why don't we give her a gift certificate and I can talk to her some more off the air. But what I'm thinking is the creative way that you're going to, part of the creativity that you're going to do is to figure out a way to get that house sold.
Yeah.
So I'll help you out with that.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, and because there's something you're kind of missing. You're doing all the normal stuff. Let's do something interesting and get that done. One of the little techniques I use is to
kind of think of a lasso, and you kind of lasso the buyer and just sort of pull them in. And you'd be surprised, that kind of, that really works.
Wow.
And Calvin is the angel of real estate, so he's the angel to talk to help you with that.
What is his name?
Calvin, C-A-L-V-I-N.
Okay. You know, I missed the name of the first angel you told me about. Was it Bettina?
Yes, B-E-T-T-I-N-A, Bettina.
Yeah, that's one of mine.
Oh, yeah, it is.
It is.
You're creative too, Pat.
Oh, amazing. Being creative and really letting ourselves be creative,
mm-hmm.
you know, beyond all of the chatter that would have us believe we're not. Well, this is amazing. Nani, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
What is the origin of your name? I love this name.
Oh, it's a Korean name.
Mm-hmm.
It's a shortened version of another name. That was just what I was always called when I was growing up.
Mm-hmm. Wow, it's wonderful. Well, if you stay on the line, Linda will be getting your information so that we can pass along a certificate from you and so that you can really have an amazing conversation with Sue. So thank you so much for calling.
Yes, thank you.
Okay. Oh, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Let me just we have another caller on the line. And
you
we have Lori,
take
don't
now?
We? Do right. we have Lori? Oh, Lori, hi, good morning.
Yes. Hi there.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Well, let me introduce you to Sue, who
hi,
needs
Lori.
No introduction.
Hi, Sue.
The first thing I hear about you is you are filled with energy. You have Priscilla, who's the angel of energy, and boy, she's just all over you, giving you the strength and the power to do what it is you need to do this lifetime, because it sounds like you've got
Priscilla.
A lot to accomplish.
Mm-hmm.
And Sarah, who's the angel of harmony, peace and harmony. And then
Raphael. Sarah is harmony. Okay.
Yes. And Raphael, who's healing and compassion. That's your archangel. Sometimes I say the angel names really fast because that's the way the angels seem to talk to me. That's why I tape record all my sessions, because they seem to talk really fast. People can't write as fast as they talk.
Well, I've had a lot of health problems, and also I'm really needing some help with prosperity, so... And who's the angel of prosperity?
Katrina.
K-A-T-R-I-N-A
is the angel of prosperity.
Okay.
And what she's saying is there's you have a very creative gift. What would that be?
Well, I have a way of networking people and bringing them all together.
Well, make that your career.
And I do that in the metaphysical world.
Yeah, make that your career, because she says your gift is where your prosperity is coming.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, I've been doing it for a long time, but it's been really kind of, prosperity's been down for a year or so, and I'm kept thinking, what's going on?
Well, you know, here's a secret. Ask the molecules to move faster. You know, I went up to the angelic realm one time, and I said, how do you make miracles and things happen? And they said, make the molecules or ask the molecules to move faster.
Oh, that's interesting.
So
that's very
that.
Interesting. Oh, let's do that together.
Yeah.
Let's do that together. I'm sorry, go ahead.
And what was the name of your book?
It's called Angel First Aid, Rx for Miracles, and Angel First Aid, Rx for Success. But the best way to reach me and get a copy is 800-323-1790.
1790.
Yep. 323-1790.
So, Katrina, well, that's an interesting. That's a name that I read when I was a little bitty kid, and I thought it was such a neat name, but I would have never associated it with prosperity.
Wow. Isn't that interesting? Oh, I'm glad you called.
Wow. How did you come up with that? How did you meet Katrina as a young child?
It was just a name I was reading in a book, and I just thought it was a really neat name. You know how you are when you read books when you're small, and you think, oh, that's a good name.
You know, it could be more than that.
Yeah.
It could be your angel was sort of tapping you on the shoulder, and that's why there was an attraction to the name.
Might have been.
Yeah,
also,
yeah.
Wendy. I really like Wendy.
Wendy.
Wendy. We don't have an angel, Wendy.
You don't?
Peter Pan has a Wendy.
That's right.
I am a Wendy.
Yeah, wow. Wow, thank you so much, Lori. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you for your help. And Raphael, I just talked to him about what I need in healing. Is that it?
Peter is the angel of health? Yes.
Peter. Oh, I thought you said Raphael.
Raphael is healing and compassion. You got them both.
Wonderful.
You have an archangel and you have a guardian angel.
Oh, okay.
And again, if you call my 800 number, maybe we can give you some ideas on getting better.
Thank you so very much. I will do that.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Thanks.
Okay. Well,
bye.
Bye-bye. Have a great day.
Thanks.
Sue, we're going to take a short break right now. Let our listeners know if you're living in the Seattle area and you want to speak with Sue and with me and with Benny, of course. And, of course, you know, my best friend Linda will pick up the phone. And the number is 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527 if you're living in this area. Or toll-free, you know, 1-888-298-5569, and that would be anywhere in this great country, don't you think?
In the world, isn't
it?
Well,
you know,
can you call 800 numbers from other countries?
Yeah, I think you have to get into our country first, though.
Okay.
An extra number, but
okay. Well, that'd be a question.
I know we have to do it going out of our country.
Yeah, exactly. Again, it's 1-888-298-5569. You're listening to this show, which is on Monday through Friday, 11 to noon, crust busting your way to an awesome life with me, Dr. Pat Basile, in
Benny Mathers.
And on Mondays, we have the amazing Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. And stay tuned with us. We'll be right back after a very short break.
When I get older, losing my head, many years from now.
That's Johnny B. Good.
Yeah, a little Chuck Berry.
Yeah. And what we're doing here is, you know, calling our angels and say, bring me my greater good. That is what we're doing here. And Sue Storm, what we said is we were going to speed up the molecules.
That's correct.
Yeah. So here's what we're doing. You're listening to Crust Busting Your Way to an Awesome Life with me, Dr. Pat Basile. And my guest, Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. Let's talk. We have a couple of callers on the line. We have a line open. I'm going to give out the number again, 425-373-5527, 425-373-5527, and toll-free, 1-888-298-5569. That's 1-888-298-5569. And, Sue, let's talk a little bit about you and what you're doing right now. I know that you have some things happening, and I want folks to know how to get in touch with you and your show.
Well, certainly I'm doing lots of readings. Oh, my gosh. Yesterday I must have done 20 on a Sunday. I thought, but it was a lot of fun, starting with one of your callers at 1 in the morning. And but anyway, I'm doing readings for people and helping them get their life going. And I'm also selling the Angel First Aid book, so mm-hmm. that's really been neat. But the newest thing for me is I have a radio show that's going to be called Rebecca and the Angel Lady. So we're actually going to have, we'll be co-hosts and we're having our own show. And it's on the Reality Radio Network.
Okay.
So the way they can get to this show, either by satellite on Telstar 5 or through the Internet, is to go to my website, theangellady.net, and there's a link to the Reality Radio Network, and it's on Saturday night. Will be our debut at 9 o'clock Central.
Wow! And you and I talked about having both you and Rebecca come on for a show.
Now that would be a lot of fun,
don't you think?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, absolutely.
Let's make that happen sometime in February. But I want to say again, you know, Saturday, if you are around to listen to this, this is awesome. This would be great.
And Rebecca is a talks to spirit guides, and I talk to angels.
Oh.
So our little motto is angels talk and spirits guide, and we're going to give people a lot of good advice. So
excellent.
That's what we're all about.
Thank you. Well, you have certainly moved the molecules because we have got a few callers on the line. Let us start out right now. Good morning. This is Dr. Pat, and am I speaking to Imelda?
Yes.
Did I say that right?
Yeah, you say it right.
Well, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Okay. And let me introduce you to Sue Storm.
Hi, hi. The first angel for you is Nancy, the angel of productivity, getting things done and getting them done right. And Timothy is your money angel. That's the angel of good fortune. And certainly it's abundance and prosperity go with good fortune. And then you have Gabriel, who is messages, works with the arts, invention, and communication.
Oh, great.
Okay?
Yeah.
Now, how does that sound? Do you have any questions on that?
I have a lot of problems in different areas in my life,
mm-hmm.
and I want to know what I need to do with my family, with my prosperity, with my profession.
Wow.
And, yeah, but I think so. She's saying the right things.
Okay. So you know you can have a conversation with your angels.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Sue, why don't we say how that might work?
Yeah, just pretend like your angels are your friends, and they're right around you, and they're helping you and guiding you, and just sit down and talk to them or think about them and ask them to help. And, say, angels, help me. I need my families, to be calm and peaceful and mm-hmm. prosperous. And it will. They will. They do. It's your intent. If you're thinking about good things for your angels to do, they'll do them.
Mm-hmm. How does that sound? Imelda, I'm having a meeting with my angels later today, so we can synchronize this. Anybody that's listening, if you want to do sort of like a global thing, 3:00 Pacific times when I'm going to tune into mine, but feel free to join me there. Who knows what could happen?
Okay, I'm 5:00 my time.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you, Imelda.
Yeah,
thank you so much. Have
thank
a great day.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Good morning. I think, hi, Milton. Hi, Milton.
Yes.
Good morning. This is Dr. Pat, and we're here with Sue Storm.
Yes, I've been listening to your program. I have actually talked with Sue once.
I was just
going
to say, I recognize that voice.
Yeah. Actually, the one thing that I wanted to clear up is that I've been feeling a little lost in direction on my life and trying to figure out which way I need to be heading.
You know what I'm hearing? I'm hearing that if you will just work with your heart, sometimes you think too much and you think, well, I should be doing this and I should be doing that. What do you really want to do? What makes you happy? What makes you feel good? What gives you fulfillment? Work with something that's a pleasant thing to do. I met with some nurses one day, and they were saying that they can't wait to get up in the morning and go to work because they get along so well and they just love each other. And
mm-hmm.
I was thinking, what a neat idea to just really mm-hmm. enjoy being with the people you work with.
Mm-hmm.
So do something that's fun for you.
Do you have a sense of what you love, Milton?
Well, I've been in the construction industry all my life,
mm-hmm.
and I've always loved building homes and that, but that option is totally gone for me at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And I had an accident, and I physically can't do the work anymore. And
mm-hmm.
That's what kind of brought on the lost feeling, because it was like you said, I enjoyed going to work and enjoyed building homes for people. And
well, there's got to be other things that you can do that you'll enjoy in that same particular industry,
yeah.
doing something else in the home industry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
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 I know there are a lot of people. I know there are a lot of friends. A lot of my friends are looking for somebody to help them put all that building the home thing together.
Yeah.
That's an amazing task to take on, and it sounds like you have the knowledge and experience.
Maybe you
yeah.
could be a contractor, or you could, sort of supervise the workers if you can't do it yourself.
Well, I've been a supervisor, superintendent, and I even had my own business for a while. But
wow.
my particular talent has always been the application, doing the hands-on work.
Okay. Got it.
Okay. Well, you got something new coming. I can see. I just saw it. I just like a herd of angels, almost like cattle, a herd of angels coming your way. So you'll have to let us know how it goes.
Yeah, please have a conversation. 3:00, I'm going to have a meeting with mine. So please feel free to chime in on whatever calls to you and let us know how that works out. A herd of angels.
A herd.
That's
seen him like that run to his side. That's
okay.
great.
All right. We're calling all angels. So, Milton, please do that. Let us know.
Okay. 3:00.
Have a great day.
All right. Thank
3:00.
You.
I'm doing
yeah.
it.
All right.
I even have my speakerphone ready. Okay. Have a great day.
Bye.
Thank you. Okay. Hi, we have a caller. We have Bob. Bob, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Bob. Good morning to you.
Thank you.
Okay, and you're here with Sue Storm. We're calling all angels today.
You want to know who your angels are?
Yes, I've been wondering how I talk to my angels.
Okay,
good. Let's give you your angels first, and then we'll tell you how to talk to them. You have Terina, T-E-R-I-N-A, who's the angel of attraction. And then you have Raphael, healing and compassion. And then you have the money angel, so that's good. You have Jeremiah, the angel of financial security. And the way you talk to your angels would be the same way you're talking to me. You can just say, angels, I need some more financial security, or let's get going, I need that relationship, or I want to have some more fun, or how can you, give me some ideas. Sometimes angels are really good for ideas. We get stuck and we don't have, and we don't know what to do next. And just, like I said, talk to them like they are your friends. And if you get the Angel First Aid books, there's all kinds of ways to connect with your angels, little remedies.
Yeah. How's that sound, Bob?
Very good.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks, Bob. Remember, today we're doing, we're doing a 3 o'clock thing. I don't know if you're going to be around, but, I'm zooming in, having a big meeting with my angels, and a bunch of other people are having them. And I like this whole herd of angel thing.
I do, too. Wasn't that neat? I've never seen that for anyone but Milton.
I love that. And, Bob, you know what we're doing here? We're just moving the molecules. We're speeding them up because this is our divine right to have an abundant life full of each and everything that we desire right here and now. This is what our life is about. And what we're doing is we're saying, go for it, Bob.
That's what I would like to do. Thank you very much.
Okay, great.
We'll send some help.
We are right there with you.
Thank you. Bye now.
Wow, I just had a conversation with somebody just told me to say that.
Holy cow. So eloquent.
I think I was channeled there. What angel was that?
I think some angel. Actually, that was Timothy, the angel of good fortune, is the one who's taking a little bow here.
Wow, I just got a chill. Woohoo. We have another caller. Hi, we have Jane on the line. Hi, Jane.
Hi, Dr. Pat. How are you?
Well, I just had Timothy talk to me, and I got, really energized. But let me introduce you to Sue.
Great.
Hi,
Sue.
Jane. The first one I hear for you is Tara, the angel of love, and they're telling me a lot more love is coming into your life, so that's going to be fun. And then you have Perry, who's the angel of music, and music just makes you sing. Your molecules move faster when you have music around. And then Michael is the archangel, guidance and protection.
Mm-hmm. Jane.
That's wonderful.
Jane, tell me, is there anything specific you'd like to ask Sue about? Anything you're thinking about? Anything you resonate with regarding these angels or other angels?
My question for Sue is there a way that the angels make themselves known to you individually? Like for you, Sue, is there something that signals to you that they're hovering near you? Like I've heard that sometimes people will feel a fluttering against an elbow or something like that. Do they ever show up that sort of physically?
Yes. Sometimes it's in a smell of flowers when there's no flowers around. Mm. And that's one of the things in my Angel First Aid books. We talked about that, too. Mm-hmm. And another is that they'll touch you lightly on your cheek. That's one. One that I notice is when you're driving along or something and all of a sudden this flutter of birds. You just see birds in very unusual places,
mm-hmm.
or bird feathers in very unusual places.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes that's from the angel wings.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Wow. Now, Jane, let me ask you this. Is there, is there anything that you've been asked to ask Sue about regarding your path?
No, not at this point. I'm just delighted to know what the angels are, and I'm just going to practice being open to them and receptive to what they have to say.
Okay,
I guess the other question, Sue, is there anything that you can do to invoke an angel presence? Like, can you call in an angel presence for the day or for an activity that you're about to do or something like that?
Absolutely. And again, we address that in the books. But yes, absolutely.
bringing, you know, a particular angel with you for a certain thing. I really support and encourage you to do that. People who have been taking tests, like real estate tests, and Jacob, the angel of education, has been, you know, they visualize him sitting right next to them, and they pass. And and so, yes, Loretta, the angel of new enterprise, take her with you if you're starting a new business. I think this is important.
And if you had a conversation that you needed to have that was really important, is there an angel of like divine communication or something where...
We have an Archangel Gabriel, divine communication.
Okay.
Great.
Okay.
Well,
we're
having, so appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Jane, we're having a meeting today at 3. I'm having a meeting today with my angels and inviting all the listeners. If you're tuned in at 3,
great.
We're going to have a huge angel seminar today.
Great. It'll be a great big posse.
Yes, it will.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Jane. Thanks for calling. Wow, an angel posse. What do you think of that? That's pretty good. Well, Sue, let's let our listeners know one more time how they might get a hold of you. And also, let's let them know about your new radio show. So please give out your information.
Sure. Well, my books are Angel First Aid, Rx for Miracles, which is a general book, Health, Happiness, Prosperity, Inner Peace, Parenting, Pets, just a very general book on how angels help you. And Angel First Aid Rx for Success, which is how to find your life's purpose and be successful.
Mm-hmm.
And my radio show that's going to be on starting Saturday at 9 o'clock Central. That would be 11, no, it would be earlier,
7
Pacific.
Perfect.
And you can find out about it by going to theangellady.net. And you have to put the T-H-E, theangellady.net. And then there's a link to Reality Radio Network. And that's on Saturday, and I'm real excited about that. That's called Rebecca and the Angel Lady.
That's exciting.
And my 800 number, do you want to talk to me, get angel names or whatever, is 800-323-1790. And, Pat, I want to say you have the most wonderful listeners. I'm telling you, everyone I have talked to, I just loved, and the angels love them, too. They're great people.
They're awesome, and, you know, they are unbelievable. And you, the emails that I receive from them, and, you know, and some folks come on, and they've never talked on the radio, and their courage is so inspiring. I'm telling you, it lifts me up each and every day.
Well, the angels are around you for sure, and I'm coming to that meeting.
Okay, please be there.
Okay.
Thank you so much for joining me today. And, you know, Sue will not be on Monday, but she will be on next Tuesday. We'll be back here next Tuesday calling in all angels. And I will let folks know what my angels have said to me next Tuesday. I will share what the meeting was about.
That's great. Okay, take care.
Okay, take care,
Sue.
Sue.
Bye.
Oh, wow. What a show. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you to each and every listener
out there.
I just want to run down.
We had quite a few. We had Kat, Shelley, Linda, Teresa, Carol, Nani, which is a great name, Lori, Imelda, Milton, Bob, and, of course, Jane.
Isn't that wonderful?
That's a nice list of listeners.
Thank you for calling in. I want to say this before we go off the air today. A number of you have called me and sent me emails regarding careers. And so we are looking at, crust busting, around careers. We're going to do that on Wednesday with Mary Foley on Bodacious Careers and on Friday again. So think about where you are in your life's path and questions that you might have, because we are here to bust through the crust. I know that that was an interesting challenge for me back in 1992, and we're still doing it. So please join us again tomorrow at 11 o'clock for Crust Busting Your Way to an Awesome Life with me, Dr. Pat Basile, and
Benny Mathers.
We love you all.
Absolutely.
I love you.
We're here to love you and everybody else.
I just love our listeners.
That's right.
And thank you so much for supporting this show and for supporting each other. So we'll be back tomorrow. Until then, remember, do it the crust-busting way, each day, every day, beginning this day.